Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We got a fun show today. And if you want more information, make sure you head over to my Facebook page because I'll have some stuff up over there, which is Around the House with Eric G or aroundthehouseonline.com. Now I've got on the phone here Greg Holiday from Bradford White. Welcome, brother, to Around the House.
Oh, Eric, I'm so glad that we finally get to talk about this.
We've been talking about this for a year.
What about you?
Good, man.
On and off. You're right. But now things are really beginning to move.
You got it. Well, the reason why everybody I got him on the show today is because I put in, you know, I was going to actually, 6 months ago, nearly a year ago, I was thinking about putting in a water heater to save money. And when I started talking to Greg, I realized I was heading down the complete opposite direction that I wanted to. And here we are today, man. And appreciate your help and advice on this because, like many people, I had a gas water heater that was from like 1993 that was hanging on. I don't know how it lasted that long, but it did. And I knew it was on borrowed days, and I was going to go, you know, I'm going to go something more efficient. Let's go with a tankless one, and I'll mount it up on the wall and do like everybody else is doing. And you went, are you sure you want to do that, man? Let's talk about saving energy.
That's right. I mean, the old style water heaters, it's kind of like having the old style telephone that hung on the wall and you had to stand in front of it and pick up the receiver and put it to your ear. And now you stepped up to an iPhone, but you've gone from very old to very new, and you now have the latest and greatest and the first style water heater that actually pays for itself in energy savings. And that's the story that really needs to be told about heat pump water heaters.
Well, you know, I was surprised just when I even opened the box before we were sitting here getting ready to install this thing. And I was shocked because I looked on that energy guide on the front of it. And, you know, I'm used to water heaters, especially electric ones, having a number that's, you know, $300-$400 on the front of that for an annual consumption. And when I saw that thing under $200, I was like, okay, that's serious. And in my area, my electricity rates are about 6 cents a kilowatt hour versus 12 of the national average. So it's even less than that at my house.
Well, and that is the interesting thing. People always look when they buy a water heater at just the energy guide, which is a snapshot in time of the efficiency and how that water heater works. And if you look at a gas water heater, it might be only cost $296 a year to operate. And people think, well, that must be better than the electric water heater that costs $419. And it's not true.
Yep.
The gas water heater is less efficient. It loses about 40 cents of every dollar you spend to heat water, and the electric was only losing about 7. But when you go to a heat pump water heater, you kind of flip all of that on its side because the heat pump water heater says, I'm going to move heat rather than creating heat, but I also still have the ability to create heat. So now you've got what normally would be a more expensive water heater to operate, and it now gets above 100% efficient. In fact, the Aerotherm that you have is 339%, which means you get about $3 in hot water for every $1 you spend to heat water. So it becomes the first water heater that can pay for itself through energy savings alone by the fact that it has a 10-year guaranteed life. That's just 10 years on the warranty for the tank, compressor, condenser, evaporator, all the parts. But you're guaranteed for 10 years that you're going to be putting, compared to your gas, about $200 a year in your pocket.
That pays for a water heater savings. Quick.
It does. And it delivers the same quality water. So it's not like you're compromising what you feel in the house. As you've already noted, as we've been talking, you get the same hot water anywhere from 100 to 140 degrees, but you see a difference on your electric bill every month. Plus, you get that dehumidification effect. That may be really important in a basement in your market for somebody that says, I have to run a dehumidifier. This says I'm going to take out up to 2 quarts of moisture as a byproduct of heating water. So it's all the sweeter at that point.
Yeah. So for people out there that are trying to figure out what this is think about it as a heat pump in your house that's actually, instead of heating or cooling the air, it's heating the water in the water heater. So it's just, it's that type of technology. And you know, at first you and I were talking about it. I'm like, okay, I see what you're talking about. But one thing that I did like about this as well is that the water is so consistent, the same temperature. You know, with when you jump into the shower, my old one, I had some temperature swings and stuff with it, which, and again, it was an old water heater. But, you know, you've got a dial on those things where here I can sit there and hit the digital controls and turn around and go, okay, I want that at 120. I want it at 135. Lock it in, and there it is.
You're exactly right. The old-style water heaters have a mechanical thermostat, which means there's somewhere around a 15 or 20-degree temperature swing, and you really don't know what the actual temperature is in the tank. But this water heater has thermistors pressed up against it, so it's electronically reading one-degree increment changes. So you can set it at 123 or 24, all the way up to 140 degrees in the heat pump, which in this case is really more equivalent to your refrigerator. It's the same compressor, condenser, and evaporator that's in that refrigerator in your kitchen. Your refrigerator says, my job isn't to actually make your food cold, it's to make it less warm by extracting the heat that's in that box where you put that hot pot of soup, and it dumps that heat at your feet in the floor. That's why you always feel warm air under the refrigerator. This just runs in reverse, and it says, all I need is air around me that's 35 degrees or higher, and I can extract heat from that, convert that to energy with the 134A refrigerant, compress that gas and boil it, and release the heat by wrapping the hot condenser line around the outside of the tank. So you never have to descale or clean that portion because it's under the insulation. That's part of the magic of a heat pump water heater. But having the ability to switch back and forth, that's what guarantees the same performance in the volume of hot water as any electric water heater you might be replacing, because they're rated exactly the same. So you give up nothing except giving that extra money to the power company, and that's the beauty of it.
And that's beautiful. I mean, you know, in the summertime now, instead of me paying a gas bill, my gas is going to be non-existent, except for maybe the barbecue, if you know what I mean, Bill, as far as that goes. And my electric one, you know, it's funny because I've got a it's called Sense. It's a home energy monitoring system. So I could sit there and watch this thing work electronically and watch the energy usage as well. And it's shocking how little that actually uses as far as going through the cycle. Because what I did is, you know, like you and I were talking off air before the show here, is I took it out of the hybrid mode where, you know, it can react quickly because it's just Julie and I right now and the kids are off at school and everything else. And so it's really easy. I can just leave it in heat pump only. So it takes a little bit longer to get back up to temp, but I'm not even touching the capacity of that tank. So it's just in pure energy efficiency mode where I'm just saving dollars.
Well, and that's the really interesting part of this. When the heat pump operates on this, again, like your refrigerator, it's only using 550 watts of power. That's a 0.5 kW draw for every hour that it runs, whereas your standard electric water heater draws 4.5 kW, 4,500 watts. So if somebody in your market has an electric water heater and they replace it, they go from 4,500 watts responsive to reheat a tank to a 0.5 draw. This uses 70% less electricity. It costs about $115 a year to run. And if you compare it to an electric tank that costs $419, that's a $304 a year savings times the 10-year warranty. That's over $3,000 you don't pay the power company. So this is promoting people to do somewhat of what you did. Instead of waiting to a failure, you replace one proactively, because what you may have in your house today is an energy hog. Water heating is the second highest energy user in the home, and nobody knows that. If you find out you're giving away $300 a year to the power company by keeping your existing tank, you will quickly make the decision to take advantage of rebates that might be available through your utility, through the $300 federal tax credit that's on for this year, to be able to take this water heater out, put this one in, and calculate how many years it's going to take for it to pay for itself. And in many cases, it's 2 or 3 years, 3 or 4 years. You get all your money back. And that's music to my ears.
And that's great. And the one thing I like about your guys as well is doing the research on it is that you have the heat pump mechanical part of it is serviceable. So many other brands out there, they're just sealed systems. And if you have a failure down the road, guess what? You're putting a new unit in, where this here, I could actually have somebody come in and put parts in this thing and fix it if I was to have a problem.
Just like the refrigerator in your kitchen or your HVAC unit on the house, this was thoughtfully designed in a way that if something happens to the sealed system, and it's unlikely that it would, I mean, you've probably got a refrigerator in your garage that's 20, 25 years old that's never been serviced.
Yep.
That's the reliability of compressors, condensers, and evaporators. We don't even think about that. We've got 3 to 5 in the house. But this product says if something does happen, it's the only heat pump water heater in the entire industry that can be repaired in the house, just like the refrigerator. In fact, it's the only heat pump water heater with top plumbing and electrical connections to make it faster and easier to change out. And it's the only heat pump water heater that's built in the United States, proudly manufactured in Middleville, Michigan, whereas everybody else builds in China, Mexico, or Germany, or who knows where. We are an American proud company at Bradford White.
Man, I love that right there. You're talking my language, and that's American jobs, and it's something we all need a lot more of, and it's one of those things that I'm proud about with you guys that is definitely cool. And I think, you know, here's my prediction moving forward, and this is my take. I got a feeling moving forward, we're going to see, you know, some different energy rates over the next 3 or 4 years here as far as what Energy Star is doing. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, when you go in and buy a water heater now, if you get above that 50-gallon tanks, at least in my area, I think it's national now, you have to go to a heat pump-style water heater. So it's kind of what electric code is in my area. But after, I think you're going to see this moving down into the more common sizes, which, you know, has its pluses or minuses. But I tell you what, this, I love this unit. And what are some of the limitations that you see with a heat pump water heater, you know, with placement and stuff? Because I know sometimes we get into locations where, you know, it's a single wide or a double wide, and they've got that exterior water heater compartment that's tiny. You know, you run into some issues
sure.
that way sometimes with homes, because, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to water heaters out there.
Well, a heat pump water heater by nature needs air around it, so it needs some space. And what we ask for is about 700 cubic feet of air. That's a 10 by 10 by 7 room. But if you say, gosh, I don't have that much room in my water heating space, well, then put a louvered door on the door to that room so that it can breathe into some additional space and create more air exchanges. This will actually fit in a 36-inch closet with a louvered door to give it the air exchanges that it needs, and it works just fine. And as you noted, you replaced your gas water heater. This was designed to be an electric for electric replacement, but boy, the world has changed in the last couple of years, and I'm seeing something I never thought I would see, that it's becoming the number one replacement for gas water heaters. The state of California is actually driving this through Title 24, where 93% of the state of California residents have gas water heaters, and they want to get them off of natural gas because of greenhouse gas emissions. And guess what the water heater choice is? Heat pump water heaters only.
Expression.
So that's driving a change in many states that are adopting these same philosophies of greenhouse gas reduction. Well, a heat pump water heater is the only logical choice. So it's becoming favored, not just in the gas or electric replacement, but in the gas as well. So you're ahead of the curve.
I know it, man, and I appreciate that that advice because, like I said, I mean, I was headed full steam ahead and putting in a gas tankless model, and to be honest, in my situation where it's located, space wasn't really a concern, so it wasn't one of those things that I didn't have too many choices. And to be honest, watching my bill now, I'm pretty stoked that I made that choice because, I mean, there's a lot of cool green things about this, but I like the green part of the dollars part of it, to be honest, the most for me. And that's the part that I look at. Okay. I don't like wasting money.
And I think that's where most people are on the green spectrum. They want to be able to do what makes sense for the planet, but also makes sense for their household. And you mentioned tankless. You know, tankless was a great improvement over standard gas tank water heaters because you only use the water heater when it's not when you actually need it. It's not running any other time, and it does lose less. But some people mistakenly think that a gas tankless water heater will pay for itself in energy savings, and it actually doesn't. Gas tankless water heaters are designed for one purpose, and it's a great purpose to have. It never runs out. But yep. You mentioned it's just down to you and your wife. You're not going to run out on a standard tank one way or the other. So a tankless, if I got 4 or 5 kids in the house or a big house, I need a tankless water heater. And we build those as well. In fact, I think we make one of the best ones in the industry. But when it comes to pure savings, greenhouse gas emissions reduction, and being able to pay for itself, it takes an Aerotherm heat pump water heater from Bradford White.
Yeah, my little brother's got a big house in Yakima, Washington. It's an old 1920s farmhouse, 3 stories. Basement used to be kind of the, I think it was the Grange Hall in the 30s kind of thing, you know. So it was a big place. And he went tankless because he's got 2 kids and a big, big house, and it just made sense for what he was trying to do. And it worked out really well. I mean, it's huge. And he's on propane, so he's paying a little higher for that as well.
Yeah, propane water heaters cost more than an electric water heater, a standard electric resistance heater anyway. So when you can switch somebody like that over to a heat pump water heater, and you do have to remember when you switch from gas to an electric water heater, the national code for sizing is different because both water heaters perform differently. Gas water heaters typically have a 45,000 BTU blowtorch sitting under the bottom, and they can recover pretty doggone quick. But an electric water heater is restricted by a 30-amp circuit, so it can only provide so much heat input into the tank. So always make sure that your plumber properly sizes the heat pump water heater as in an electric water heater. It's the same capacity, a 50, a 65, and an 80, but you do tend to upsize one if you're replacing gas for a heat pump water heater or gas for even a standard electric. So that's why we have a variety of options there from the 50, the 65, to the 80. To make sure that you're going to be satisfied, because that's the goal. I should be able to put a heat pump water heater in your house, properly sized, and do it when you're not home, and then you come back and start taking showers that week, and you don't notice a difference unless you walk down and look at it or look at your energy bill, and then you say, wow, that's why I did this.
Yeah, it's crazy, and it's I've never had this with water heaters, and I can't tell you how many times I've replaced water heaters in my homes over the years, but this is the only time that I noticed afterwards that I had more consistent, better heat, like what we talked about. It was just one of those things that I could turn the kitchen faucet on to the temperature I wanted to, and I'd let it run, and it's fairly insulated pipe, so I dialed it in that way and went, okay, I could use it a little cooler, a little hotter, and I just, over a number of days, I'd go out and drop it down a degree, put it up a degree, kind of find that sweet spot of where I wanted it, and then I set it and forget it.
Well, this tank is insulated with 2 inches of non-CSC high-density foam, so it's actually the equivalent of about an R19, which means in standby, it only loses 5 degrees in 10 hours. Now, I'm going to blow your mind with one more thing, because this is also Wi-Fi enabled. In fact, we've been enhancing the communication module for it and expect to have it released by the end of this year, first of next year. It's been affected by the COVID when it comes to production of the module, so we expected to already have it out there, but we're real close to being able to release it. And for about $50, you can buy the module, plug it into the front of the water heater, and now you can put an app on your phone, and you can control the temperature from anywhere. So now you can tell that phone through your Wi-Fi to change the temperature on the tank, to take it from hybrid to heat pump only. And when your utilities in the market decide that they want to do some types of load control or have a tiered billing, they'll be able to communicate with your permission to your water heater and help you save even more money and not have to pay those higher kilowatt rates. So it's a real smart water heater, real easy to use.
That's why there's that data connection right next to the mode button. That explains it.
You saw it.
That makes sense. Well, that's cool. Yeah, that's something that, you know, I do a lot of that speaking on home technology stuff. And anytime I can have an app associated with it, it's funny because when I talk about smart stuff around my home, I've got a lot of different stuff. You know, this is my little test bed for the radio of what I like, what I don't. But it's funny. My wife has been always very kind of anti-technology. But once she kind of got used to it and I've got things programmed, she loves to be able to just grab something and change it. She doesn't like having to get her keys out to unlock the door. You know, there's some of these things that make it nice. And for me, I like switching it back and forth between modes because, you know, I've got some of the kids coming home from college here this weekend, and I will be moving it from heat pump only to hybrid because, you know, one of those girls, she loves to take long showers, and I just want to be able to get that. You know, if I'm going to run the laundry, dishwasher, I hit a shower, all of a sudden there's a 25-minute shower mixed in there. I want to be able to recover quickly and not have to worry about it. So I'll kind of bump it over just for the time being for the holidays and then kick it right back again.
You know, and that's true. You do have that flexibility, and there are a lot of myths in the market where people will say, well, heat pump water heaters won't work in a cold environment. I was speaking to someone through a utility in Minnesota the other day, and they mentioned that a contractor did. I'm like, really? I live in Kentucky. I don't know about you guys, but we put our water heaters in the house. You all leave yours outside where it's cold? And then he's got chuckled and was like, yeah. I said, well, you know, your water heater is in the home where it's 68 degrees if it's upstairs, but most water heaters are in a garage where it's temperature controlled only that it doesn't get below freezing, or they're in a basement where you're 8 feet underground and you've got 50 to 60 degree free heat coming from the earth straight through to the basement where the water heater is. And the water heater says, that's free heat that I love. I can use that because all I need with an aerotherm is air above 35 degrees for the heat pump to operate. So now you're using free heat to provide the hot water that you need in your house. You're dehumidifying it, humidifying at the same time. And because of that phenomena, the number one state for sales of heat pump water heaters right now, get this, is the state of Maine.
Wow.
The state of Maine. Yeah, the state of Maine this past year, this is not the first year they've done this. They put in over 10,000 heat pump water heaters this last year alone. No other state has come close to that. Well, the cost of electricity is expensive in the state of Maine because they're not producing everything they need, so they have to buy off the grid. So they're encouraging their residents to put a heat pump water heater in that cellar-type basement that they have and enjoy the savings. And when they do that, they're giving them an $850 rebate. That means the payback up there is typically about 2 to 3 years, and the homeowner there gets all their money back. And that's not even including the federal tax credit. So always check with your utility. Go to BradfordWhite.com. Look at our rebate finder. Put your zip code in. I know your audiences are all across the United States. So they can take advantage of our rebate finder to see what's available through your utility rebate program. Some of them are up to $1,000. So always check before you go make your purchase.
You got it. And then, you know, as well as you can even bring in air from the outside if it's a concern with some of these, depending on where your location is. So if you've got it inside your house, I believe there's a ducting kit as well that you can cook it outside to get some outside air if it's a concern. Isn't that correct?
There is a ducting kit. It is, I will say that it's rarely used because if you do bring air in from outside, then that means you've got to be able to get rid of air that's inside. You can't just pull air in or push air out. You got to balance the home one way or the other.
You
have to ask yourself where you live, is the air outside ever going to drop below 35 degrees? And if you live in, you know, Colorado or Minnesota and you say, well, yeah, for 3 or 4 months, it's below 35 degrees. Well, then it's not going to operate as a heat pump water heater. It would be better not to vent it and to use it in your basement or in your garage. You know, because some people will say, well, I want that cooling effect that it has 3 to 5 degrees when it runs. I want to throw that over into my shop area, and I'll look at Dad and say, oh, you think that would help you? Yeah, I would love it. Sometimes it gets a little warm in there, and I don't have any vents coming in from my HVAC. I'm like, okay, well, at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night, when you go work in the shop, you might want to line the kids up and tell them to jump in the shower, because the heat pump water heater only runs when you're doing one thing, and that's using hot water.
You got it.
So don't think of it as an air conditioner, because it's not. It's a 5,000 BTU compressor. The cooling effect is so minimal that no utility in the entire country requires any type of venting system to be used on it.
There you
go. But under rare occasions, if you need one, we've got the kit.
Yep, there you go. I know some people have asked that question to me before, and it's like, all right, let's figure out what you're trying to do first before you do it. Even here in Portland, I mean, where I'm located, we'll have weeks that are in the teens and 20s, which is not a good situation for getting hot water out of that thing.
Absolutely, and I want to encourage your audience, if they're interested in getting one of these, go to BradfordWhite.com, put your zip code in, tell us that you're a homeowner. We've got contractors all over the country that register on our website so that we can send you to them. So guys that have already been putting in heat pump water heaters that are well-versed on this, you put your zip code in, find one of our contractors in that area. We are one of the only manufacturers that does not sell these products in retail, because we provide them to our plumbing distributors for professional sales plumbers only to put these in. We support the trade, believing that it's better to have it professionally installed. So give one of our guys a call. They'd be happy to come out and give you a free estimate on that, I'm sure.
Greg Holiday, brother, thanks for coming on today. Bradford White, all that information's over at bradfordwhite.com. Make sure you check them out over there. Thanks for coming on today, brother, and we'll do this again soon.
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Eric.
You too, brother. Appreciate it. Well, I hope that saved you some money on heating water in your home. A special thanks to Greg Holiday from Bradford White Water Heaters. I really appreciate you coming on today, brother. All your information has sure helped me out, and I hope it helps you out too. All right, stay tuned for the next episode here of Around the House with Eric G, where we're going to be talking about everything furniture, as well as some Black Friday sales coming up. We're going to save you some money on appliances. All that and more coming up on the next episode of Around the House with Eric G. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.